It's graduation season, but some New York City students will be wearing their caps and gowns without knowing for sure whether they can really graduate. That's because of delays scoring this month at the Regents exams. WNYC's Beth Furtick has been covering the problems, and she joins me now to explain. Good afternoon, Beth.
Hi.
What are some of the problems teachers reported?
Well, first I should say we've gotten so many unsolicited calls and emails about this from teachers. It's really unusual. We knew that it was like a storm blowing over the school system this week. We knew something was definitely going on. Mm-hmm. And the main problem that we heard again and again was teachers wasting a lot of time waiting for these exams to be scanned by the contractor, McGraw-Hill. So they would go to a scoring site, for example, Stuyvesant High School here in Manhattan, and they would sit in this room full of computers with nothing to do. They would be waiting for the exam to be scanned, for them to look at it and grade it. Mm-hmm. McGraw-Hill apologized for the problem and said there were transmission issues. It took longer than expected to scan the essays that the kids take. That's what was loaded in, were the essays. And it said it would pay for the teachers to work overtime this weekend scoring all the exams so they can be finished by Monday, because they were supposed to be done this week. And then I should say we also heard some instructions were confusing for the teachers. One teacher said he really worried that there were kids who could have gotten low marks unfairly because their essays didn't show up exactly where teachers might have expected them. And if the teacher didn't know to keep, you know, scrolling around on the computer, the teacher might not have seen the kid's essay.
Now, this is the first time the city has used this scoring system. What's with the change?
Well, this year there is a new state rule that says teachers can no longer score their own students' exams, which, you know, makes sense. That's to prevent the possibility of cheating. So you might expect other teachers in a school would be scoring, you know, an English teacher's tests, for example. But New York City has taken this a step further. About half of the 545,000 Regents tests given this spring were collected and then taken to an office in Connecticut. And that number is really big because high school kids usually take more than one Regents exam in the spring. So they moved all the exams to one place. The idea was for the essay questions that the kids write by hand to be electronically scanned and then downloaded to these scoring centers that I talked about in New York City. And then the teachers at those centers were supposed to grade the tests at their computer terminals without even knowing which kid it was or even what school.
So what does this mean at individual high schools? I understand you visited one today.
Yeah, I went to Chelsea Career and Technical Education High School this morning, and the school had a graduation ceremony today. 74 seniors were supposed to graduate, but the principal, Brian Rosenblum, said three were still waiting for their exams to be scored. So they were going to attend the ceremony and get blank diploma cases. That's what the city had told the schools to do. Now, Rosenblum doesn't have any doubts that these three kids were going to pass their Regents, but he was really angry about the whole situation. If the city didn't want teachers scoring the exams of kids in their schools, he said it could have just brought the teachers from other schools into a building to score them there.
It's not a difficult concept. It's really quite simple. And to spend nearly $10 million to have this system blow up in our faces and have students not being able to graduate properly is a disgrace to the system, and I'm embarrassed to say I'm a part of it.
So he was pretty angry, as you could hear.
He does. That was some really good sound.
He was mad, I should say, because a whole box of 80 Regents exams went missing, and the city still can't find them. And that's why he's especially upset about tests leaving his building.
As someone sitting here on the outside, that does sound like a situation with the potential for errors. Explain why the city thought that this was such a good idea.
It was about efficiency. You know, scoring tests is pretty time-consuming, and it would be nice for teachers to spend more time with their kids or in professional development activities and less time grading tests. Chief Academic Officer Shale Palico-Saransky told me the city didn't just rush into this. They did a pilot program.
This approach, when the scanning is working, is 2 to 3 times faster because it means that teachers don't have to be involved at the scoring sites in packing and unpacking boxes and organizing them and passing them out and the whole process is managed online.
Now, to be fair, the principal and the teachers at Chelsea said they get it. The school only sent 5 teachers to the scoring center. Normally, it would have a lot more involved in grading Regents tests. But the teachers missed working with people they know. And most of all, they thought this was a big waste of money because McGraw-Hill has a 3-year contract worth $10 million to help out with the scoring, and it didn't work like it was supposed to.
We'll have to hear more for the latest. Beth, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was WNYC's Beth Fertig reporting on the problems with this year's Regents exams. For more on this story, go to our education website, schoolbook.org.